All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, talking to an individual who's got a fight going at Ryzen 20, and that's taking place on December 31st, a bantamweight bout between Yuki Matoya and Patrick Mix. And I've got Patrick Mix on the show right now. How's your day going so far there, man?
It's going good. I'm just finishing up a couple training sessions.
Yeah, I'm curious who, like, the main, you know, sparring partners you're getting in that work with there, because, I mean, obviously you're working at one of the more preeminent gyms in the world and whatnot, but I'm wondering, like, at Jackson Wink, who some of the regular people you're working with are.
I got a list of guys that are all my training partners, but to go off the top, maybe, like, Chris Brown, Edwin Cooper, Aaron Pico, AJ Robb, I'm trying to think, Diego Brandao. A list goes on from, you know, anywhere from 35 to 55, a little bigger, maybe.
Is there anyone you're training with that has, like, a similar, I guess, stylistic makeup to your opponent here ahead of the fight, or do you not really, like, I guess, structure your training in that kind of way?
My coaches structure it because we have such diverse partners because we have so many people here at Jackson's. We have so many different styles that come in this gym. So my coaches structure it, and they kind of match me up with guys that they believe are similar to Matoya.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering what your thoughts are on your opponent heading into this fight. I mean, 30 pro bouts to his credit. He's a veteran of the deep circuit, but also has had a few Ryzen fights under his belt as well. What are your thoughts on your opponent's skill set and kind of what he brings to the table?
I think he's a good fighter, you know. He fights on their circuits, which is different than the American circuit, I feel. I know he's fought a lot lighter than me. He's fought flyweight, 125, and I think even south of that, might even have been lower than that, possibly in other fights. So, you know, I have much respect for him and his game, but my size, my skill, and my work ethic is just going to be too much for him. And I'm trying not to go around my obstacle here. I'm trying to go directly through him.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely what you got to do in that instance, for sure. But, you know, briefly addressing your last fight here, I thought it was cool that you got such a unique submission. I saw Mike Bond put out there that he believed you pulled off the first Suliwev stretch submission in Bellator history. What did it feel to get not just the victory over Isaiah Chapman in the first round, but to pull off such a relatively obscure submission maneuver?
It was pretty cool, man, just to get it because, you know, I hunt from the back and it just shows my diversity. You know, it shows that I'm willing to take risks. You know, I'm out there to try to finish guys, not hold position, you know. Even though it seems like I'm over the top, you know, I'm still hunting the legs and hunting submissions and, you know, just showed my product and my work ethic. But it's not the first time I hit that submission. Just the first time I hit it on, like, the big screen. I actually hit it, like, a year ago against Keith Richardson.
Yeah, for sure, but I just meant in the sense of, like, doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just kind of meant it on the sense of doing it on the Bellator stage and it kind of being the first in the promotion's history there. So presumably that's a technique you've been really drilling and practicing for a long time then.
Yeah, like, that's one of my moves. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, when I'm folding guys up in the gym like that, like, everyone knows me for that type of shit, so, you know, it's one of my things that I do. It's, like, one of my, I don't know, that's what people know me as, you know, riding the back, folding guys up, attacking the legs, attacking the arms, just doing that types of submissions.
Just a good example of mixed martial arts, right?
Yeah, no pun intended, but yeah, for sure, man. I'm trying to mix it up out there, man, just give people a show what they want to see, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't respect the grappling art of it because they think it's boring, like the casual fan. So if I could do some cool stuff like that, man, maybe could draw some more people in, get some more fans and more eyes on the sport. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea how somebody could watch a fight of yours and think those exchanges are boring. It seemed like 50 Cent quite enjoyed the fight as well because he came out and kind of gave you the bottle there. What was that moment like there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. You know, it's all twilight when you're out there, you know what I mean, because there's so many fans and people, and obviously a fight, you know, there's so much raw emotion that goes into this, so it's like a twilight, you're in there and you see this type of stuff, and, you know, who'd have thought that 50 Cent be giving me a bottle, or, you know, just being, you know, I mean, being in his presence at that, and him be entertained, so It was a good experience for me, and I feel like it's gonna guide me to, like, you know, bigger experiences that I'll have, you know, the opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was noticing you put out a tweet where you were talking about how you're training the new Ryzen rule set, and you're just, like, trying out these different movements and just drilling different things in training and stuff like that. What different wrinkles have you added to this camp that maybe haven't been part of prior camps just by virtue of the rule set being different?
Just the rule set that it is. Normally I like to employ my elbows. Like, I'm elbowing guys from the back. I'm just finding different ways to find openings to elbow guys and bust them up or hurt them or stagger them, you know. So taking that away, because I'm not going to have elbows, but I'll have knees and kicks and stomps. So those are the rules that I'll be playing by, and I feel like, you know, just adding those movements into my game, or I'll find the in-betweens when we're grappling and when we're exchanging in the clinch, I feel, and I can catch his head even on the ground. So it just make me more violent out there. Just add a little bit extra flair on the ground, you know, when I'm on top.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about a lot of, like, grappling-minded considerations. What are your thoughts on the ability to, like, do the face stomps and soccer kicks and stuff like that? Though I've talked to some fighters who maybe see that as kind of being, like, a bit of, like, a vulgar kind of a thing to do to somebody almost, but some kind of relish in the ability to do that. Is that something you'd maybe be looking to take advantage of?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to stomp him and kick him in the head if he's down. But I've done it prior. You know, I, like, stepped out of someone's guard and jumped over their guard and stomped, like, towards their chest. I wasn't even aware that was legal. That it was my fight versus Hector Rosario. It was, like, one of my last amateur fights. But I have a video of me doing that. So, like, I know in the moment I can stomp and catch the face, you know. Like, I'll go kind of like Shogun, he used to do.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't see myself being separated from the guy too much, standing over him, you know what I mean? Unless, like, I drop him, knock him out, and if I do that, I'm going to close the distance and finish him before I get there. Maybe I'd stomp him out, yeah. But I feel like I'm going to be controlling him prior to that, you know, unless I really hurt him and then separate and stomp, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be trying to employ those knees. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, good to have multiple options and stuff like that. But I got to talk to you about this because the last time we were speaking, you were talking about how Horiguchi defending the belt 1 year was some bullshit. And, like, I mean, obviously dropped the title due to an unfortunate injury, and hopefully he gets better soon. But there is very much a vacant belt out there now. Do you see perhaps a fight, if you get the ideal outcome here, obviously, do you see a fight with perhaps Sergio Pettis materializing for the vacant title in the new year? Like, has Bellator communicated anything like that to you?
They haven't communicated anything to me about the belt yet. I'm just kind of doing my job, taking these contenders out, putting them away. You know, look at everyone's resumes and then look at mine. It just looks different, you know what I mean? If you all politics aside, you know, 12-0 with 9 finishes, and I can't say it enough, you know, I'm going to go out here and finish this guy, and that'll be 8 in a row, 10 finishes, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, no one has this record and the body of work that I'm doing, so I feel that speaks for itself. So, you know, they haven't communicated anything to me, but I just know that I can take out whoever they put in front of me, so that's my advantage in all of this.
Yeah, for sure. Only thought to ask, just because you've had such a good year so far. I mean, you got the Madison Square Garden first round submission. Now you're getting ready to fight at Saitama Super Arena on New Year's Eve in Japan and everything like that. Do you have any express goals mapped out for 2020 outside of obviously contending for the championship?
No, I feel like just continuing to get a body of work in Bellator. Like, I want to stay active. I don't mind about the championship or, like, getting rushed to that, you know what I mean? I want to continue to fight these other contenders and these other guys with these names and just stay active, you know what I mean? Even after December, you know? I want to fight again in a couple months, you know what I mean? A few months. I want to fight another good guy, you know what I mean? Just stay active and keep showing my skills, keep growing. The last 6 years, I fought 4 times a year, so, you know, I'm trying to continue that.
Yeah, well, you've been maintaining a good pace so far. Anyone can check out your record online and see that you're you know, regularly getting out there and stuff like that. But talking about goals and stuff like that, I saw you had a post on social media a little while ago where you're talking about fast forward 3 years, you're going to own a house and a car and just like wanting to, you know, provide for your daughter, how you're going to have defended the Bellator title X amount of times and she's going to be a few years old there. I'm curious how much inspiration your, you know, young daughter gives you ahead of moments like this and just like, you know, pushing you through maybe tough moments in training where it's like, I got to do this for my, you know, little girl. I got to like provide for her and give her a certain life. I think you likened it to like being a soldier one of the last times we spoke.
Yeah, 100%. I am like a soldier out here. You know, I'm away from my family and away from my daughter. That's more important than anything to me. You know what I mean? So it's my motivation to just, you know, continue to take these fights, continue to stay active, continue to, you know, make that walk when you have to make that walk and show up. And I'm going to show up every time like I have, you know, until my days are numbered and I can't anymore. So, yeah, she gives me a lot of motivation. And, you know, I FaceTimed her today. I FaceTimed my mom, who was with her today, back home. And just to see her, you know what I mean? It's important to me. And, you know, I know what I'm sacrificing for. And I want to buy her a house. I want to buy my family a house. You know, I want to take care of my mom. I want to take care of my brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? Just take care of my family just so that if they ever need anything, you know what I mean? I got them. And winning the belt, defending the belt, getting to the top of the division, being a champion, you know what I mean? Those goals are all in my mind, and, you know, they're in my sights right now. So that's what motivates me every day to continue to keep pushing, you know what I mean? Because, you know, with that, my life changes.
Absolutely. Getting a house and like just the general idea of providing for loved ones is a great thing. But kind of to that point, I noticed towards the end of October, you were talking about looking at some studio apartments in the North Buffalo area and like looking to get some set up for your daughter when you get back. I'm kind of curious, like what the update on that is. Like, did that, you know, turn into anything? Like, did you find a cool sort of studio apartment set up and all that?
I went home and I didn't even get an apartment because I turned right around. I didn't expect a fight like this. You know, my goals have actually, you know, they're actually changing just so fast and rapid because how I'm, you know, with another opportunity, obviously, to fight so fast, obviously get paid again, you know what I mean? So I put everything on hold and I had to spend a couple weeks that I had with my family before coming back to camp to sacrifice more, you know what I mean? Obviously being that October 26th was only, you know what I mean? Seven or eight weeks, you know what I mean? 7 or 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely a quick turnaround for sure, man. And good to hear like all these different cool opportunities are panning out for you. It sounds like a product of the hard work you put into it. But you've been great with your time. I'm curious if there's anything you'd maybe like to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up, though.
No, I just feel good, man, about the fight. I feel, you know, want to go out there, represent Bellator, you know, real professional, go out there and just be a sniper, you know, get the job done and come back to America, the States, 2020 with a win, you know what I mean, starting the year off right.
It's going to be a great tilt. Ryzen 20 is going on New Year's Eve. People can check out a great bantamweight tilt going on the main card, and it's between Yuki Matoya and Patrick Mix. I really appreciate all the time and insights, man. Really just appreciate you giving me some of your time and everything. Best of luck with the remaining part of your preparations, and have a good rest of your night, too.
You as well, sir. Thank you.